Blog Talk Radio.
Who's this? My, this jam.
Who's this?
Is dedicated to Moa.
That's right, you guys.
It's just for me.
I believe in me.
But I don't know nobody else who felt what I felt,
word,
did what I did, or been where I've been, but have to defend myself again and again. Let it end where it begins. Who cares what the cause is? Too many bosses cause divorces, and I don't take losses. Well,
nope.
I play with the team, but I'm Diana Ross and not a Supreme. You think you got me, y'all figured out. Oh, so I'm so shallow, the only thing I'm trying to get is a bigger house? No, part of my need is a company where I can hire my own people to live out their dreams. So tell me, what's happening to all of y'all people with low self-esteem?
What?
You want me to cry on your shoulder? You can turn around and laugh and talk about it when it's over.
Me, I believe in me.
When it got too convenient, I just gave it up. I don't need the stress, I don't need the pain. I do need the check, but don't need the game. Oh my, how could him and I be the same? When the house burned down, only I meet the blame. When the money got funny, I could eat support. When most of y'all scrubs wouldn't have even fought. When the group had issues, I laid in thought. You corrected the bad news, I heard an interview. How many of you really know me? Not many, it's not contrary. I don't know you either. I'm responsible for more than you'll ever know or see. So many things you don't know happen because of me. From black to the design to the state, that was me. So how can any of y'all be mad at me?
Hello, everybody. What's up? What's up? What's up? You know who it is. Your boy Z Fly. And you know what time it is. Time to keep it real hot and fresh because we only do that one time a week. Okay? So, I mean, any other time you don't keep it real hot and fresh in your regular life, I mean, at least do it one time a week for 1 hour with us. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to definitely keep it real, keep it hot, keep it fresh. So tonight you got me, your boy Z, and your boy T. And also we have, now, just to let y'all know, y'all know that we are in our host trial period where we're trying to find two crazy hosts, you know what I'm saying, to be with us every Monday night. But y'all been really voting. Y'all been really voicing your opinions and who you like and who you don't like and who you think. Because tonight, we brought somebody you like back, and that is Diane from, now, I always say Myrtle Beach, but she's not really from Myrtle Beach. I think she said Myrtle. That's how we want
to. Myrtle Finlay. Yeah, Myrtle Finlay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody, this is Diane back to the show. She was actually in our first host trial period. We're still in the trial period, but we brought Diane back because she's, you know, we had a lot of letters and everything to bring her back. So, Diane, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. That's awesome.
I love Diane. But, but you know what, everybody, actually, right before the show started, me and Diane, we was kind of talking about, you know, the weather and everything. Because I don't know where everybody lives at, but here in the Carolinas, I think Diane would agree that we have had some crazy weather lately. Like, it'll be, like, cold, and then it'll be, like, hot, and then it's, like, cool. Wouldn't you agree, Diane?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's all over the place.
Exactly. So, hopefully, now, what I heard is it's supposed to get kind of stable now. So, hopefully, we can like stay up in the '70s and eighties. Now the only thing about it getting like hot, I don't really like it when it gets hot. I'm one of those type of people that I like it like warm and cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
how's it gonna
be
warm and cool at the same time?
No,
breezy. Breezy.
Thank you, Diana.
See, I know what you're talking about.
I mean, why don't he just stay over there? I mean,
breeze. Warm and cool at the same time. Don't sound right.
Well, I mean, you know, there ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, can I wish? Okay, well, how about you in Arizona? How's your weather?
Like 95.
Ooh.
No, ain't nobody going out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I said, not unless you have to.
And then the sad thing is, you actually tried to get me to go vacation out there. I don't think so.
Why not? You go everywhere else.
Anyway, so tonight. but also, just to let everybody know that here at Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh, we definitely promote like this is AIDS awareness time. Basically, what I like to say is I like to say every day is AIDS awareness because you know AIDS, it doesn't pick a certain color, it doesn't pick a certain age. Anybody can get affected. You know, anybody can have it. So basically, like I've been saying, there's a store, the Body Shop, which is the skin and hair makeup place, and MTV, they're joining together to, promote AIDS awareness and everything. They're actually going to have an AIDS walk in New York City, May 17th in Manhattan. And actually, if you go to our website, which is www.myspace.com/realhotfresh, and go to our blog, so if you can't get into it, you need to subscribe to it. Okay, thank you. Anyway, but if you go to our blog, you'll see the steps where you can, take to donate. And every dollar counts. You know, some people, you know, whenever it comes to donating, you know, some people may think that you have to give so much. But no, but every dollar counts. Wouldn't y'all agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Diane, so have you heard anything, you know, about AIDS awareness, around your area?
Not a lot right now. They really need to make it a lot more apparent in my area right now, for sure, just because the numbers, the statistics are going up way too high right now. So.
I know, way too high. I mean, not to actually get into it, but, like, our last show, we actually had a show about AIDS awareness, and, you know, we would have basically, we had a call, actually we had a guest on the show, and then, you know, she had just found out that, one of her family members was infected with the virus or whatever. So that was kind of a trip for her. So basically, you know, she was just kind of letting people know, you know, to get tested. I mean, you know, everybody get tested. But it's kind of funny. You know, it's like you'll say get tested. But a lot of people, they don't want to do it. They don't want to get tested because, you know, some people, they are, you know, out there sleeping with everybody. And then, you know what I'm saying? They don't really want to know the truth because it's like if you know, well, for some people, it may stop them. But, like, what you don't know, you know, I guess they look at it like, you know, it can't hurt me, whatever, I don't know. But at the same time, if they do have it, they're spreading it to people. So it's a trip.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, nowadays, I mean, if you do have it, I mean, they've come so far in medicine that, you know, they can just make the process a lot better for people, which is nice because back in the day when they were first discovering it, I mean, people didn't stand a chance. But nowadays, people have a lot longer lifespans with it. So, you know, it's better to know than to not know, of course.
Mm-hmm. And then what surprises me is how marijuana actually helps, right? I mean, helps people in that condition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a lot of cancer patients, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so just to let y'all know, so definitely, you know, get out there and donate. You know, like I said, a dollar counts. And also go to our website, like I said, and to our MySpace website. And, you know, you can log on there. We give you the steps to take to help the store because their goal is actually $1,000. And I'm thinking that they're pretty almost there. So hopefully, just donate every dollar counts, and they can make their $1,000 go. Alrighty. So Tommy, Diane, do y'all have any news? What's going on? What's happening in y'all area?
No, I was just on spring break last week.
You else? Where do you go on spring break?
I didn't do anything. I just stayed in the area, but because I teach, I was off, which was very nice. I didn't. Today was my first day back at work, and I didn't really want to go.
What did you say, Tommy?
I said something like you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm okay. He didn't say that. So, Tommy, so what's going on in Arizona?
Nothing. It's just getting extremely hot down here. Extremely. 95 feels ridiculous.
I mean, is that all that happens in Arizona? I mean, y'all don't have any news or nothing. I mean, what is really going on in Phoenix?
Well, you want to hear, like, a speed camera guy just got shot yesterday while he was on the phone talking to his wife? You want to hear something like that?
Yes.
She said yes.
Hey, it's news.
It is news. You know, some people need to know these things. So what actually happened?
Well, supposedly some guy pulled up in front of him and just started shooting into the car. Well, the speed camera guys, they drive like little SUVs or whatever, and they'll take pictures of people riding past them, speeding. And it's called DPS, but the guy got out and shot into the car, and his neighbor said, well, maybe he shot in there, not actually knowing that there was somebody in the car. But, yeah, he killed the guy in there while he was talking to his wife on the phone. So she actually heard him die.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
We know what we're doing.
We always have drunk drivers, hit and runs, and all that stuff. That kind of stuff. You know.
Yeah, that's everywhere. But, you know, but I mean, now this right here is actually getting kind of older. But actually, did y'all hear about the man who had robbed, I think it was a gas station, with his little, like, 5-year-old daughter or something like that?
In the back seat.
And who?
Where she was
in the
back
seat. No, 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 no. The girl was in the store while he was robbing the store.
Oh.
Wow.
Y'all hear about that? Oh, yeah, y'all got to keep up. I mean, you know, I'm serious. Times are so bad that, I mean, you got a rob store with your children. Because, I mean, for one thing, the man he can't afford no babysitter. You know, mm-hmm. So and then the thing is, he told him it's not funny, but he was telling the cashier the reason why, you know, he was robbing him was because he got laid off at his job. He said he didn't have no food or money for his daughter or whatever. I mean, it's kind of sad. But then at the same time, it's like, okay, you're robbing, hold somebody at gunpoint with your, like, 5-year-old daughter looking. Times are tough, sure is.
Oh, this economy is making people go nuts right now. They're just doing things that, awful to even think about.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
It's a shame that people are getting pushed that far, though.
Yeah.
You can't really look at a person and be like, well, you know, you still shouldn't have did that. If you have a choice between doing that or starving, what you think you're gonna do?
Exactly, but you know what? But like we think of it like that, but I mean, let's just say it doesn't get better, you know, sooner. I mean, no telling how far people will actually go. I mean, you know, because like we don't know everybody's situation. I mean, there could be some like people who are like really, really, really struggling. You know, I mean, lost their job. I mean, they're behind on bills, they're losing their house, foreclosing their house and all kinds of stuff. I mean, yeah, you know, people, they get desperate and, I don't know.
People get really depressed and it's not a good situation.
It really is because like, some people, you know, they don't know how to, somewhat, I hate to say cope with it, but they don't really know how to deal with, you know, losing things or change or whatever, so they just go ballistic.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Can I interrupt you for 2 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead.
My mom is trying to, like, listen to me, and she doesn't really believe that I'm on the radio, so will you say hi, Mom, to my mother?
Hey, Mom.
Good.
Hey, Diane. Mom, how you doing?
Yeah. She doesn't believe me, so I was like, I got to do something, so she does.
Yeah, she definitely don't.
One.
Say what?
You're not the famous one. I'm the famous one. I say, hey, Mama.
Actually, she don't want to hear you, I'm sure.
Well, she does want to hear the good-looking one, I'm sure.
I know. She's listening to me right now.
Okay. Oh my gosh! But everybody who is listening, you know, just to give you the number 646-200-3136, and also everybody, our chat is open. So if you want to go into chat, you know, drop some lines in there. I'm looking at chat, so you know, if you want to say something, just type it, and I'll say it on the show, whatever, any comments, any questions or whatever. And also, if you want to go to our MySpace page and, you know, leave us some comments there, definitely go to www.myspace.com/realhotfresh. Yeah, and there you go. That's three ways to get in contact with us. So, 15 minutes in the show, Diane, now earlier I heard you say that you are a teacher. Am I correct?
I'm a parent educator, yes.
Okay. So basically tonight, everybody, our show is about the changes within the school system. And basically this is a real topic, and this is another effect of the economy. So I don't know if y'all heard, but there are a lot of schools who are being affected by the economy. I'm pretty sure y'all heard Detroit. They're closing, like, what, 35 schools?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I said, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but see, now, the thing about that is, I think the Detroit thing, that's from different things. Like from what I heard, they're closing the schools because students, they're just not really, you know, going to classes. So they felt that, you know, they had too many schools open, so they had to kind of narrow down some, which is...
Yeah, they had to condense all of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, just look at the time frame when all that happened. It's in the recession part, so you might look at it like it's right here. There's a lot of these kids that they need to be out there making money. Regardless of how they're getting it, they need to be out there making money because they got to feed their family, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It could be that, or it could just be people, you know, skipping school just for money. But at the same time, you look at it like, you know, some people have to make their money just so they can eat. So a lot of people have it really hard right now. Like that.
I didn't even think of it like that. That's a good observation. But you know, but then at the same time, then think about all those teachers and you know, everybody that's working in those schools. Who are now going to be out of a job?
Yeah, everything's depending on one thing. Everything is depending on something else, you know what I'm saying? If the kids don't go to school, teachers don't have a job. If the kids don't go to school, bus drivers don't have a job. The janitors don't have a job.
Well, in one of the counties that, not the county I work in, but a neighboring county, I know that they, in their elementary school, they let all of their first-year teachers go, and which means all of the classes are going to get primarily just larger. And I mean, I hate to see that because you're going to have those kids that are going to struggle and need the extra help. But when you have 30 plus kids in a classroom, it's very hard to do.
Yeah.
Might as well be teaching college.
Say that again?
I think you might as well be teaching college. That's how big the classrooms you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's a shame it's going to be done like that. You're going to see, probably going to see lower test scores coming out.
Oh, well, you know, I'm glad you said it, dude. I'm sorry, go ahead.
A bunch of kids, of course, you're going to have the kids that's dropping out of school because they're already, you know, having trouble with school. But then you got the kids that are going to be ignored because maybe there might be so many other students in the class that have problems. That the teacher can't get all the way around to everybody. And then they're not going to pay her for, like, staying after school, studying with some kids, because they're laying people off.
Well, what's really interesting is you kind of looked at it from the perspective of, like, high school kids, whereas I immediately started thinking about elementary. But if you think about high school kids, once they get to the age of being 16 and can start to work, that's exactly what they're going to start to do in this economy. But with elementary kids, a lot of those parents, they may have no transportation to get them to school. Buses are like aren't running as much anymore. You know, there's such different factors as to why these kids aren't going to school or why they're missing so much school, which therefore, you know.
There's a lot of elementary school kids that are selling drugs. Some little boy just got caught not too long ago with some weed and some cocaine on the back in school, in elementary school. Another little boy had a gun in elementary school.
Oh, it's sad to think about. I hear and see things pretty much on a daily basis with children, anywhere from usually like ages 0 to 10, that it's just, oh, I just want to save the world every day, but I'm only one person, so.
That sounds like a commercial.
Well, I can save the world, but, you know, some days I'm tired.
But you know, yeah, I'm sure you did. But, Tommy, it's mighty funny that you said that, you know, people will start having low test scores. But actually, right here in North Carolina in Halifax County, one of the judges, he's actually going to be taking over some schools because there's like certain schools in Roanoke Rapids that have low test scores. Now these schools are not high school people. These are kindergarten. I mean, it was like from K through. No, it's not funny. It's like from K through I think 5. Low test scores. I mean these children. I mean, their grades were just really poor, you know, and I'm thinking, why are the grades so poor? I mean, actually, I was trying to find some literature on it, but I know I did read that the grades are just poor. The superintendent was, you know, he was going to step in, you know, just try to get the whole county under wraps because, I mean, the test scores from this county was very poor. And, you know, I listen to all this stuff, and I'm just like, what's going on? I mean, you know, so there it goes to show you that so much is happening that is affecting the little kids. You know, they can't even study no more. They can't even really think and make high test scores. It's just.
Some of that falls on the parents, too, now. It's not just the kids. It's parents, too. And then,
well, that's what I was going to say. Like, you don't think about it so much, but parents are like the ultimate teacher for children, and before they get to kindergarten, a lot of them aren't going to daycare or aren't going into any kind of facilities where they're getting any early childhood education, and so when they go in, you're going to have the students that have gone to daycare, have gone to preschool, and then you get the ones that haven't, and it's just those ones that haven't suffer, and now with the economy being what it is, people can't afford daycare at all or can't afford these preschools, so therefore these test scores are going to be terrible.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame. That's especially like, you know, kindergarten and first grade, you don't really do anything but color and read little stories. How can you not pass
that? That's the most important years of a child's life.
It really is.
I have a child development background, so that's why I know, like.
That's cool. But you know what, but Diane, since you are kind of like, you know, in the teaching department, you know, like with things the way they are, I mean, like even if they do get better, because you know how like people, they always say that, you know, the children are our future, which is true. You know, but like hearing stuff like this, you know, schools are closing and students are having to drop out of schools for whatever reason, grades are bad. How does that, I mean, yes, it's just a prison. I mean, of course something could change, you know, and get better, but how do you foresee, you know, that sentence saying, you know, the children are our future, you know, I mean, this is a mess. So how do you see it now, you know, just hypothetically?
Well, I mean, it's definitely difficult, and when you look at it, when you see the big picture as it is right now, it's hard not to get really discouraged, and I think that's the problem that society's having right now. everybody's so discouraged that they're not putting in the effort that they need to. We just need to keep working hard, you know, like, yes, people are going to be out of jobs, or yes, they're going to be cut down to part-time, but if you truly, if you're not doing the job at all, the children aren't going to be our future, and that's what we got to keep working really, really hard to make sure that doesn't happen, you know. Rome wasn't built in a day, so that's the way I look at it, and it's difficult because you do get very frustrated. I've gotten very frustrated, but I don't want my kids to suffer. I don't want my grandchildren one day to suffer. I want them to have all the same opportunities I had.
What we think about most of the things that, like, people try to prevent is that's what they did. You know, and it wasn't necessarily a bad thing for them. They just all of a sudden become, you know, anti-marijuana or anti-drugs or something like that. It's crazy. You know, a lot of people that tell you not to do drugs did drugs. And it's not, they're not telling you not to do it because of what it did to them. It might have done anything to them. It was like George Bush, I think he smoked weed. And Bill Clinton, I think he smoked weed. I mean, they're telling you, yeah, that's right. You know, don't do drugs, kids. Hey, yeah, you probably got a bag of weed at the house right now. You know what I mean? It's
after his presidency, he might need it.
I'm sure. And then people that were in that 60s era where everybody was smoking weed and having sex like crazy. They're all like pro condoms now. Use condoms. Don't do drugs. It's just weird to me. I find it like hypocritical.
Well, yeah. Okay, so yeah. So basically, what you're saying is, you know, somebody is trying to tell you to do something, or not to do something, but just that he's doing it.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, well, here's an example that's on the topic that we're talking about. People that didn't go to college or didn't do their work in the school, they're on the, you know, PTA board telling all the students to do their work. And some people will say it's for lack of opportunities. They didn't have the opportunities somebody else had. Well, there's a thing called community college. Just about anybody can get in there. You know what I mean? Zach even got in there.
Hmm.
No, it's very easy.
Wait a minute now.
So, I mean, you can't say, okay, I don't have the opportunities everybody else has. Anybody can go to school. That's what most people are doing now. So most of the adults are going back to school. Most of the children are dropping out.
That's awesome.
A role reversal.
That's really bad.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy.
You can talk to most of those right now. They're telling you, well, I'm going to go back to school and get my degree, or go back to school and get this. And then look at the statistics. Most of the kids are dropping out. Could it be a lack of attention from the parents? Who knows? But maybe they're not on top of their schoolwork like they should be.
Well, I think, well, it's really hard to say, but I think, like, for some parents, you know, they're so wrapped up in their life, you know. And then plus, I know, like, some maybe older parents, I mean, like, sometimes education is changing so rapidly that, like, sometimes the parents, they might not even know how to help the children with their homework, you know. So,
because a lot of the things that parents did in their time was through, you know, the kids are learning that in elementary and middle school now.
Exactly. So, I mean, and then plus, you know, stuff is so modern. Oh, yeah, hey, let me tell y'all, I don't know if y'all know, but there are some,
you kind of got ADD there.
But I don't know if y'all know, but there are some high-tech schools in the Charlotte area where they don't use, like, you know what I'm saying? They don't use chalkboards and stuff like that. They actually use iPods, and they use, they use some kind of high-tech technology thing. Like the teacher, she doesn't use, like, chalk or whatever, or over projector. She uses some kind of, in other words, The children, they use, like iPods in the school. They use laptops. I mean, they don't use no textbooks. I tell you, no lie, people, they do not use books. Whenever I heard that, I was like, what? You know, because, hey, you know, I mean, like, I'm pretty sure all of us on the phone, we was in the books. No, not these people. They use laptops. They find all the information on the laptop, on the computer. They use iPods. I forgot what iPods are for, but, yeah, I mean, it's like a technology, a 21st century school. You know, I mean, they don't use no textbooks. I mean, I thought that was very unique.
It is. So, it saves, you know, it saves paper and all of that. But, you know, if the computer's crashed, what are you going to do then?
Yeah, and it's very expensive, so I don't know. But, you know, I found some information about the Detroit closing the school. They actually think this might be some vandalism. It says, let's see, the city school district's unprecedented closure plan announced last week will more than double the number of vacant school buildings in the city. When buyers are scarce and vandals are pillaging existing empty schools, it says the district already has about 35 vacant school buildings, but that number could grow to close to 85 if the district follows through with its school closure proposal pitched on Friday. It says the superintendent, William Coleman III, proposed Friday to close 52 schools, 47 by this summer, and another 5 by the summer. It says the closures are a part of a plan that officials say will save the district $19 million each year. Okay. So this district owns 50 of those buildings and leases the other two. So obviously it looks like they're going to be saving some money.
Yeah.
I want to get the whole plan. I don't know. It seems like every time something happens, it's always what, you know, there's always money involved, what they can get. I don't know. Also, I see. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said I see.
Also, I see in the Charlotte, Mecklenburg area, guess how many teachers are being laid off, y'all?
I can't even imagine.
588 teachers.
Yeah, I knew it was in the hundreds. I knew it was.
Yeah,
that is
between 400 to 600 getting laid off in Phoenix alone. And I think I saw on TV, don't quote me on this, but I think it was something in the 20,000 range of teachers that were laid off in California.
How many?
I think it was something in the 20,000 range.
I know that in the state of South Carolina, I mean, just not just teachers, but they're predicting by 2010 for the state to have one in seven people will be unemployed, which that blows my mind. No, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm not one of those, but
I mean, the way things are going, I'm trying to figure out how in the world are they going to have money for unemployment to pay everybody?
They don't.
You know?
We're basically sinking ourselves into a hole, owing ourselves money. If you filed your taxes one day before the due date on your taxes from California, they sent you an IOU and you get your taxes next year.
For what? What are you talking about? I missed that. What were you saying? Okay, you can't say it again, I guess.
What was that?
No, I was trying to figure out what were you saying.
About what?
Is this why you talk about weed so much?
Exactly.
I am happy to admit I'm a non-smoker.
Oh, good boy.
Please, are you serious?
When it comes
Come
down
on.
To snorting or injecting, I can't stand. No, I'm just playing. I'm drug free.
Okay. Yeah, we're not gonna do that. But anyway, what we are gonna do is we're gonna take a little break, and whenever we come back, we're gonna talk about some more closings of schools. We're going to talk about Diane being on the show. and then we're all going to say a big hello to Diane's mother so that she knows that Diane really is on air. Oh, that's all of it.
That's it. After the break, if you want to call in, the number is 646-200-3136.
Ah, that's what it is. So we'll be back in a minute, y'all. Hush.
Listening to XBN, the Sex Worker Broadcast Network, powered by Blog Talk Radio. It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.bounotgagged.com.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh, Monday night, April, what is the day? April the 20th.
No! Oh, now it all comes together. Oh.
April the 20th. If you're just now tuning in, that lovely voice is Diane. She's in the host trial period. If y'all have a good memory, those of y'all who continue to listen to us every week, you know that she was in the first trial area period, so y'all want her back. She's back. So welcome, Diane, again.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. And then, of course, unfortunately, we have Tommy. So, you got to bring the trash with you, I guess. So. I didn't hear that. He's quiet. But anyway, I hear the mute button.
Right. For that.
Okay. So what? Good. Actually, I'm glad you did hit the mute button because we don't want to hear what you had to say anyway. So, if you are just now tuning in, we're just talking about the changes within the school system. How a lot of schools are closing, how children in elementary school are having poor test grades. Is it the effects of the economy? A lot of teachers are losing their jobs, being laid off, schools are being closed down. There's a lot going on here. So, we're talking about the schools and stuff. But what I want to know is, I want to know, off the subject for a minute, what y'all doing for Memorial Day? This is the opposite. What are y'all doing for Memorial Day?
Getting your mama drunk.
Oh. What did you say?
I heard it.
What did you say, Tommy?
I was getting your mama drunk.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I know it's not going to be a party for her. It's like every day.
Okay, so we're going down that road. We're going down that road online.
Right.
Are you sure? Okay, well, I'm pretty sure your mama is going to be in Miami on Memorial Day, okay? Yeah. She'll be the main event. Anyway, but seriously, what are y'all doing for Memorial Day?
I have no idea.
Are you serious, Dan? Now, I'm pretty sure y'all heard about Miami. It's going to have, like, some sizzling something this year. Everybody's trying to go. Oh, wait. Memorial Day. Isn't it bite week, Diane?
Oh, see, I don't know what they're doing now. Like, to my knowledge, I think that they may have canceled the bike weeks, but I really don't know.
Now, would it be canceled because they get too crazy?
I think possibly, yes.
No, I can't believe that. I can't believe bike weeks is canceled.
I don't know. I mean, don't quote me on that. I really don't know, to be honest, but...
Oh.
I know that there's been talk of it.
It probably is.
I doubt they cancel Bike Week.
Why is that?
It's a moneymaker. It's too much of a moneymaker. You know how many
it's
people
a huge moneymaker.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it might be a moneymaker, but then at the same time, it's also a whole bunch of crime and
hey, it's worth the money they're making. It's worth the money they're making.
And that's sad. That's sad enough.
They're usually on top of the crime part. I mean, it's not nothing like that going down, but...
No, they're not on top of the crime part.
Yeah, people coming down here riding bikes. It's not usually something crazy going on, other than some, you know, naked people or something.
There's a lot of naked people. Some naked people you don't want to see naked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we don't want to see you naked.
That's for your mama. No, Diane, that's not happening down there, is it? Not, no.
Yeah.
That's bad. Well, that's bad.
Very.
But we have 18 minutes of the show. So I guess just to kind of wrap up our subject tonight, you know, I have like a 4-year-old little nephew, and, you know, sometimes I feel really bad for him. I mean, not just because of
the...
Some people just never be quiet, but not just because of the economy, but just because of how schools are now. You know, I mean, kind of like what I was telling y'all about the schools in Charlotte, how, you know, they're so high-tech. Now, not saying just because they're high-tech that, you know, that's a bad thing, but, you know, I mean, like, sometimes you can get so modern that you kind of take, I don't know, I guess the learning, what I'm trying to say. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying is, it's like, because really, to me, it's like if you're carrying iPods around and laptops and stuff, I mean, I guess I'm saying it because, you know, I didn't have that, so, you know, trying to think, you know, to have a laptop and iPod, you know, in your class, it just seems like, I don't know. I mean, I guess what it boils. Go ahead.
No, I just think that it kind of, and I sound like such an old lady saying this, but I just think it makes kids lazy nowadays. That's like how much they're hooked on TV all the time. Those things should be a privilege. They shouldn't be just everyday life all the time.
Thank you, Diane. Exactly, yeah. I mean, I think it makes them lazy, you know. They just click a button and then, you know, they read this article or whatever on, you know, the Great Depression or whatever, and then, you know, click this. Yeah, very lazy. And then, you know, whenever they go home, they're definitely not doing the hard work. You know, I don't even know what type of homework they would do. I don't know if, like, they all got, you know, email accounts or whatever. I mean, I don't know how it works, but, yeah, it's very lazy. Too high tech. You know, it is, I don't know.
Well, when I was in elementary school, you had to look at encyclopedias or go to the local library and go to the card catalog. Nowadays, it's like hop on the internet and it's right at the tip of your finger.
How old did you say you were?
Huh?
That's how old you say you were?
I know, I sound like I'm 100, but I'm only 30, but it's just like, I guess it's just, you know. No, trust me, I'm a lot of fun, and I love the internet, but, you know.
No, I mean, basically, I mean, I think like you do, you know. I mean, I know that they're probably trying to make it easier for kids to learn, but, I mean, does learning have to be so easy? I mean, it needs to be a little hard so that they feel like they've done something. I mean, I don't know about you, but, like, if something's too easy for me, you know, I start to feel like, well, you know, I got this. And, I feel like I'm not really learning. I'm not really putting my, I don't know. Like, I'm not really putting nothing into it.
You have to give kids challenges, I believe, you know. It just shouldn't always be that simple.
Exactly. And then I guess, to me, as far as like all the teachers that's getting laid off and schools getting closed, I guess like in a way that probably is type of bad too, because I'm pretty sure some of those teachers who are getting laid off are probably some real good teachers. You know, they probably were some of the teachers that actually could reach and get through to some students and getting laid off. I tell you, it's just sad. And then, you know, whenever stuff like that happens, it kind of just shakes up the whole neighborhood or the whole school system, because then, you know, the parents get involved and, you know, I don't know. So basically, I don't know. I mean, you know, I hate to say it is what it is because it sounds so easy. But
it is what it is.
Well, I mean, I partake in the internet just as much as anybody else does. It's just, it's one of those things, like, now that I am a little bit older, and, I mean, my father would fall over if he heard this, but it's like, you don't take things as for granted as you used to, you know, and
yeah.
It just, like, all those things that your parents preached to you, you know, that when you were younger, when you were like, yeah, whatever, you look at it different nowadays, you know, when kids are handed everything, and you know, I don't want my kids to, I want my kids to be challenged, you know, and it's just, I don't know. I just,
exactly.
I appreciate my parents in a bigger way now, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think that's just the economy, too, because I find myself doing things that I didn't used to do. You know, I used to always just go to the mall and just shop. I never looked at prices. Now I find myself going to the clearance rack. I'm telling you, I'd be in Walmart. I mean, I used to do, like, you know what I'm saying, grocery shopping. I ain't doing grocery shopping no more. I'm sitting there going through the self-checkout, and every time that thing beeps, I'm taking stuff
mm-hmm.
off. You know?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
You be in there stealing stuff.
Anyway, you can be with your daddy. I will never take your daddy anywhere with me. So we got 12 minutes down to the show, and I thank everybody for listening to with us tonight. And we of course, again, we had Diane with us. Very happy to have Diane. It's always a pleasure. She's just too crazy. From the
my pleasure too.
You know, Diane, you are gonna get so sick of me after a while. But okay, say your city one more time.
Merle's Inlet.
I mean, that's not even hard to say. I just can't even say it. Merle Inlet, right?
Yeah, Merle's Inlet.
I don't know why. Yeah, Tommy, Merle Inlet. Can you hear?
What
place is it? Oh, hold on now. Wait, hold on. Don't tell her place now.
What are you saying? It sounds like you're
Diane, get him, Diane.
That does sound like Redneck'sville, Merle Inlet.
No.
I live in South Carolina, the state of rednecks. Like,
no offense, it just sounds like a trailer park.
Oh,
it's not at all. Like, it's actually really pretty down here. Yeah, you should come visit. And it's not 95 degrees here.
Well, he would, but he ain't got no. Let me stop.
Go ahead and say it.
He got on transpo.
Uh oh.
Pretty soon you ain't had no job to put some transpo in your car. And get
one of that.
Point A, point B.
Hey, don't do that. No, that's not nice.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Anyway, 10 minutes to the show. So Diane, for all of the new listeners, Diane, tell them why Diane from Rural Inlet to be the new Real Hot and Fresh host on Monday night. Go ahead on.
I'm awesome. That's it. No, I just could. Obviously, I have an opinion on everything, and You know, I like to have a good time.
Yes, everybody, she's a great person. I like to have a good time, and she's awesome. So you heard right there from Diane, why she should be the new host in May. We have one more Monday of trial hosting, and then me and Tommy, we will be picking our two new hosts first of Monday. So be sure to check out that show. And also be sure to check out our MySpace page, because we really want you to donate to AIDS awareness. You know, whenever it comes time to stuff like this, you know, it's sad for some people, not all, but some people, they really don't donate if they nor any of their friends or family have any ailments. But you don't really have to do that. I mean, I know a lot of people who they don't really donate, you know, because, you know, nothing's really wrong with them or their family. But once something happens, you know, then they feel more personal about it, and then, you know, they want people to help. So why not help somebody else? So definitely go to our website and follow the steps. We have it up there, step by step, how to donate. And, you know, like I said, a dollar counts. You know, you don't have to do hundreds or whatever. I mean, hell, if you want to, but, you know, every dollar counts. So anyway, 8 minutes down to the show. You heard it from Diane. Tommy, any final thoughts? Okay, Tommy is really MIA. Yeah, you're MIA tonight. What's up? Any final thoughts?
Don't listen to Zach, and I'm the greatest.
Diane, any final thoughts?
No, I just have had a blast tonight, and, you know, I hope people consider me for the job.
And my final, what did you say, Tommy? Hell yeah, something to say. Oh, okay.
Consider her for the job, and, you know, trying to do your best to help out with schools.
Yeah, there you go.
And the AIDS awareness, too. I forgot about that. Can we let out? Wrap it up or put it away.
Okay.
That's the new slogan right there. Wrap it up or put it away.
Anything else?
That'll be all. Thank you. Come again.
Well, my thing is just, you know, everybody.
Here's your thing is.
With the AIDS awareness, just make sure you get tested. Get tested. Know the facts. Don't be guessing and stuff. Just get out there and get tested, okay? But anyway, y'all already know what we do now before we go. Funny. Okay. Anyway, everybody, 10 ways you know you ghetto. Here we go. All right, number 10. You know you ghetto if your name is Diane. I'm just joking.
Oh, I was waiting. I was like, I don't want to hear this one, because last time I was like, I am so ghetto.
No, that was a joke. Okay, number 10. Ghetto may come to mind if you make a living being a hairstylist, but your head is always jacked up.
I never planned to do that.
I'm like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't have time to do their hair because they're always doing somebody else's hair. Fingers is always in somebody else's head, you know. So really, they don't have time to do their own hair. That's weird. Then, you know, I know somebody like that. Her name is Kathy, and she always goes for her hair. My hair is jacked up.
Wow.
She a perv. Number 9. Sorry, that was an inside joke. But anyway, number 9, you know you get them if you steal highway signs and hang them on your wall.
Don't even realize that. You know we tried to do
this. No, don't even try. Diane, can you believe that? Somebody steal highway signs and put them on the wall?
I can't say I've never done that. But, yeah. My dad made me bring it back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, because see, I really wanted the 95 sign on my wall, but see, I wasn't about to go pay for it. I mean, have you seen all those signs I can get for free? I don't think so. Number 8. You know you ghetto if you and your mama go clubbing together. And that's kind of ghetto. You ghetto with your mama. No. Number 7. You know you ghetto. Number 7. You know your grandma ghetto And when she's about to spank you, she reaches for a knife instead of a belt. Grandma needs to slow down. Number six, you know you ghetto if your barber cuts your hair in his or her garage. Number five, you know you ghetto if your hoop earrings are big enough to stick your hand through it. Now, I've seen somebody with that.
Oh, yeah.
You seen that, too?
Kathy.
You know, I'm talking about that girl, Kathy, that I saw. It's her name was Kathy that I saw. Yeah, number four. You know you ghetto if you move out of a state to go to a community college.
That probably.
Like that.
I know what you. Oh, don't even try. I didn't go out of state. Number three. You know you ghetto if part of your living room is on the front porch.
Yeah, we tore that wild bound. You know.
Right. As soon as you walk on the porch, you can sit down. You the living room already.
That kind of thing they do in Merle.
Oh.
Hey. Yeah.
Not Merle. Okay. Number two, you know you ghetto if you're having your 5-year-old son being fitted for a platinum grill. I mean, his teeth ain't even all fell out yet. You know, you're trying to put a grill on his chest.
That's you.
And that's you. Number one. You know you ghetto if you're black and you have blue or green contacts.
Or blonde hair.
Okay, a blonde hair. There you go.
No, that ain't natural.
Oh, yeah, that ain't natural. It's hair not natural. But, however, your mama do stuff like that, though, so what's up with that?
I got no control over that.
Okay. But thank everybody for listening tonight. Join us next Monday with a brand new topic and another trial house. So tonight has been keeping it real hot and fresh. We thank Diane again. Thank you, Diane. Claps for Diane. Did a great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So tune in next time with your boy Z-Fly and... I mean, he is just not on cue tonight.
It's 4:20. Give the kid a break.
It's 4:20 day. See? That's what's happening. Yeah, okay. Well, right, everybody, keeping it real hot for us next week. This has been SBN, Raleigh Durham, Chapel Hill. Peace out.